Y, 101.5, The Hawk.
Broadcasting across the Steel City, this is 101.5 The Hawk.
Was it the man in the suit, the one that moved with the flute, the one that did steal? Is it beginning to break? Can you see the mistake? Tell me no way to go. I was a really bad athlete when I was a kid. I'm still a very bad athlete. My body is bad at sports. That's the problem. And I say my body's bad at sports because my brain is good at sports. Like, my brain understands how a human being could, like, dribble down a basketball court and then make a layup, right? But then it has to outsource the job to my weird and feminine limbs. And so when I play basketball, it looks like I just bought my body and like I don't know how it works yet. But I played basketball. I played basketball for 5 years and I was a bench warmer all 5 years. I was a bench warmer all 5 years, and if you were never a bench warmer, I cannot express to you the humiliation of every Saturday morning putting on a pair of breakaway pants and never having a reason to break them away. Then they're just pants. We would get in the game, though, for like the last 30 seconds. They put you in the game for the last 30 seconds if we were winning. So I got in the game once for the last 30 seconds. I had to go half of 1 minute without doing anything wrong. And I walk out on the court, and I get fouled right away. I get knocked to the ground. So this referee runs over to help me up, and he's like, hey, don't you worry, son. We're going to get you some free throws. And I was like, oh, no. That will not be necessary. If you are looking to make this up to me, might I suggest a gift certificate of some kind? Oh, and it was a technical foul, so they cleared the court. They were like, yeah, you go on out there solo. Really explore the space with how much you suck at this game. So if you were in the stands, you could watch me shoot free throws, and you could watch my team watch me shoot free throws. And at that moment, my team's bench, it looked like some, like, bizarre Last Supper painting. You know, where the people were just like, oh, he's not gonna shoot free throws, is he? Oh, this is a really bad idea. And my coach in the middle just like, what the hell have you sent me? Get up to the foul line, and I airballed the first one. But I did not airball the second one, because after you airball, the goal no longer becomes to make a basket. It's just to hit some shit. To show the people in the bleachers that you have a general sense of the game. So I hit some shit. Bottom of the backboard, to be precise. And that was my last year of basketball. And at the end of the 5 years, we had this big, like, sports award ceremony where the woman in charge of all the teams got up to give a speech, a very important speech that I'll never forget. She got up there and she said, you know, programs like the boys' basketball program are so important because the alternative for young men could be using drugs or alcohol. And that was the first time that I ever heard that there was an alternative to basketball. And so I became the best at that.
FM The Hawk from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey folks, joining me on the line right now is Roman Marcone. He is the owner, operator, producer, guru, music guru, spiritual guru, the man who has to keep his phone away from his child's mouth because the kid keeps eating the phone, from Halo Music Studio. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm glad that you and I haven't had a chance to chat in some while. The last time you and I were hanging out and yapping, there was no coronavirus. We were actually, it was a summertime, We were grabbing a coffee.
A
yeah, we were grabbing coffee in downtown Hamilton. There was like some little events on the go, and you were in the midst of moving your studios from formerly the scene Hollywood to your new place now. How is the new studio looking, sir?
It is great. I'm very proud of how we've managed to get it to turn out.
Yeah.
And we were on the verge of launching the grand opening kind of open house situation.
Yeah.
And then the rug got pulled out from under us, obviously, with this worldwide situation.
Yeah, it's affecting everyone's livelihoods, and we're going into isolation, of course. How are you and your family keeping up?
Good. You know, as good as I'm trapped in a house with a 10-month-old, a 5-year-old, and my lovely wife.
Right.
So it's a day to day. It's like Groundhog Day, but it's different every day. But it's the same. And it's fun, but it's so tedious.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But you know, it's great. I get time to spend with the forced time to spend with the kids. You know, I've spent time with the kids, obviously they're my kids, but, this is being imposed on us and it's actually, helping the youngest one get a little cooler and a little more, into things, which is nice.
Okay. That's good. So I don't think we're not really sure about the information that's coming out right now with, as far as timelines, how long things will get back to together again. What are your plans for Halo's music? Having I just said that, are you looking at doing an opening in 2 months' time, 3 months' time?
I have no idea. I'm not going to rush it. Just based on the kids and the family and things. I mean, I know. You know, it is what it is. But we don't know. We haven't kind of thought forward enough. You know. With this all being so fresh, you know, I'm eager. I'm really eager, but I'm also, cautious. So, it'll be what it is for the moment. You know, we're, figuring out how to pay, the mortgages on everything and whatnot.
Right.
And, we're hoping it's not a very long time, but obviously, there's no point in rushing things.
Mm-hmm.
We had a garage sale swap meet and greet, which would have been the kind of, hey, come see the place, and get the community together. And we decided before it was kind of imposed, we should cancel it.
Yeah.
Just because you could see it coming, knowing what my family in Italy is going through, we don't want that here. And, it looks like it's heading that way anyway. So who knows? I mean, I don't think it's going to be as bad if we smarten up, but, we'll see.
Okay.
So I have no idea.
All right. Well, you sound like you still have like a really good attitude towards everything at home and joking with your family. You kind of have to. I mean, it's not the kids' fault that this is happening. It's not the wife's fault. It's nobody's fault. It's just things that we have to roll with, really.
The wife would probably blame me anyway. It's my fault.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So there's a so there's no foreseeable plan to open up Halo music just yet. Now that you have all this downtime, of course you're hanging with your kids. Has your brain been working on other things you can do with the studio and creatively?
Yeah. Well, I've been there every day. Like I don't think it's a danger for me to get into my car and go to there, and I'm not putting anybody at risk walking into my building and walking out. I still do wash my hands as soon as I get there and as soon as I leave and all the, just to put my mind at ease. I have no idea why, but I'm doing it.
Right.
But I go there, I'll chip away. I've got some gear being repaired by specialists. I've sent out some gear that's really specialized, like a set of speakers that are really hard to get fixed. I've sent them away to get, fully refurbished and just doing all the things that I can during the downtime. I don't think we're going to be open to artists for a little while. But we're doing, mixing and mastering and editing and whatnot. So I am going in and doing some stuff and keeping my mind and my ears fresh.
Right.
You know, you have to. But I don't think having artists in, obviously, you know, is a great idea. But yes, I am going in and keeping the place happy, you know.
Okay. How can we find Halo Music online? Where do we go to? What are your links?
Well, the website's halomusic.ca. And then on Facebook, it's a long-winded name, Halo Recording Rehearsals and Audio Engineering, I think, something like that.
Right.
So if you start typing Halo, I'm sure it'll pull up.
Okay.
And, you know, Instagram, Halo Music Ham Aunt, I think. I don't know.
All right. That's cool. You recently last year you recorded some tracks with Dirty Rick, and you sent some of the music to the station. I've had the boys up on air with me a couple times. What song do you want to go out on to send out to the Steel City Music listeners on the Hawk?
Yeah, Doomsday. Doomsday on the Dance Floor. Appropriate title and okay. A fun tune.
All right. Thanks a lot, Roman.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
Everybody keep well.
I saw her standing there.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with this old chunk of coal Gunner on Steel City Music. In this final hour, we will chat with Heather Valley, Greg Ryder, The Vaudevillian, Clifford Myers, plus music from Crowded House. See you next week.
causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of warning.